Welcome back to I Choose Me. In today's episode, I will be interviewing my friend Jenna Zoe, who is working in human design. She basically has the gift for just channeling human design and helping people with self-discovery and also helping to just reconnect with who they came to be on this earth. And what's so beautiful about her work is that it's focused on deconditioning, basically meaning that unlearning everything that we were told to be so that you can understand who you truly are as a person. And for me, she's helped me so much in my life to just understand who I am and why I do the things I do. And also, when so many people ask me about how can I find my purpose, the way she explained things to me made me look different about life in general. And by just following human design and understanding myself better and trying to, you know, just figuring out what I actually enjoy in life and what things make me happy, it helped me to find my purpose. And so I am very, very excited to have her on my podcast today. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast.
It's such a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited because basically, also for anyone that doesn't know, Jenna is actually my boyfriend's sister, and she's also the one that inspired me to do the podcast in the first place. So it's so interesting because what I would like to talk to you about is just finding purpose, because it's been literally the most asked question I've had on Instagram ever. And everyone's been like, can you tell me about, you know, please do a podcast on that. Please do a podcast on that podcast on that topic. And from just watching all your Instagram lives and listening to all your podcast episodes, I feel like that's something that's like you're constantly confronted with that. And that's like probably like your main thing as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. I think the number one thing that people come to me for, way more than, funny enough, like relationships, or way more than sort of like family dynamics and all the other things, money that we talk about, people, I think every human being on the planet just wants to feel connected to what their gifts are and to feel like they're really sharing those with other people. There's so much fulfillment that comes from that, and so much self-esteem and sense of being alive that being in your lane and your flow of your gift just gives you. And I think it shines just a brighter light on every other area of your life too. So yeah, it's definitely something that we've given so much more focus on, just because it's something that people really need. And especially at the moment, you know, this period of being staying at home and everything has given us like such a real time to reflect on, you know, am I doing something that I really want to be doing? Could I be doing something else that would make me more fulfilled and more happy? And, you know, we're asking ourselves all these questions. So it's also an amazing time to be talking about purpose.
100%. And it's also such an interesting topic, because I think there isn't like, I feel like most people, when they ask you that question, they want to hear that one word answer, or like that one sentence that will change their life and will give them purpose. But actually finding your purpose, it's probably like a process that just can take your whole life, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, for sure. And I think like we need, almost like it's helpful to make a distinction between being in your purpose and like totally finding your whole entire purpose for your whole entire life. Do you know what I mean? Like it's such a big question if we think about it, like what's the purpose of my whole entire like reason why I came here versus like, am I in my lane? You know what I mean? Am I doing the things that I'm meant to be doing? Am I doing things that, for me, I always say like your purpose has to be something that you absolutely love to do, and also something that comes to you really easily. Meaning that, you know, when you're doing it or you're talking about it or you're, you know, writing it down or whatever it is, when you're in it, it's like you could just do it all day. You know what I mean? Without getting tired, you could do it in your sleep. So I think like one of the main things that people get really stuck on though, is that I think our society, let's say, worships people or reveres people that are in their purpose in like either entertainment or like, you know, music, art, all that kind of stuff. Like that's a very easy quote unquote purpose for us to see, because we've been brought up with a lot of influence around those kinds of callings. And then we also like really obviously admire like athletic prowess and obviously really like smart intellectual people. Mm-hmm. But most of us don't fall into any of those three categories, right? So that leaves everyone else being like, but what's mine? Like, am I just meant to be like, you know, a computer, am I going to sit behind an Excel spreadsheet for my whole entire life type of thing? Because we just don't know what else exists out there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting time in history because we are living in a time where it's more possible than ever, as you know, to create, you know, whatever job you want and to create a job that is was previously totally unheard of, what didn't exist before you made it, right? So we think in such like limited boxes, and yet the world is saying to us, we have so much potential to create anything out of what our gifts like really are. So what I do when I look at, you know, when I look at people and when I work with people, when I read energy, what I do is I try to tell people like there's so many things that you know already you can do so easily. But the disconnect is that you haven't necessarily thought that those things could be your superpower. So let's say, for example, like you've always been really good at, I don't know, arranging flowers or bringing people together, for example, right? Like if your parents didn't bring you up telling you, oh my God, that's such an amazing thing. It comes so much easier to you than it does to other people. If no one else said, oh my God, I find that so hard. How are you so good at it? Then we might not necessarily see it as something that is especially special to us, like in particular. And so, you know, no one's parents tells them they're going to be like billionaires from being good at arranging flowers, right? Like it's just not something that we grow up with. So it's just not in our consciousness. And so what I usually encourage people to do is like to look at the things you do easily that you kind of shut down or you dismiss because you just don't see like, oh, well, this is going to make me good at, you know, the 10 or 15 careers that we all kind of think are the obvious ones. When in reality, there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of different applications with what you do and how you use it. And really, you know, the lesson is that when it's something you're really, really good at, the path to becoming so much more amazing at it and to getting places is so much faster, and you ascend, you rise so much more quickly and with less effort and push and force. So that's how you kind of, you know, when people talk about being in the flow, it's like, if you try something out, you try to do more of the things that come easy to you, you should be able to see pretty quick that they're right for you. Because as you know, like when you're doing something that is authentic to you, you know, and you have experience of this in your own life of like, when you were doing things that came easy to you, things start moving really, really quickly. And it's the best thing in the world compared to when you're really like trying hard to be good at something that you're actually not that good at just because you think it's going to make you money quicker or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. You're so right. I think, yeah, because I actually think the way it says it on your website as well, there's a part where you say that your work is about deconditioning and unlearning who you were told to be so that you can actually figure out who you were meant to be when you like came on this earth. And I think that is so true because a lot of times when people ask for, you know, what's my purpose or, you know, they're looking for that one thing that will really fulfill them. I think you just keep looking for things that almost people tell you to look for. And on Instagram, I think there's so much of what you think you need that you kind of ignore what you really need for yourself. And I think a lot of times people are not even aware of what they're really good at. Like you said, you know, if you're just great at, for example, arranging flowers, right? A lot of times you probably would never even see that because people will tell you like, oh, but you have to do that and you have to do it that way. And this way is the way to make it big rather than just, like you said, going with your instincts and going with the flow. And it's so interesting.
Yeah. Because,
like you said, I was always doing the same thing. I was always trying to find my purpose. And that was for me so frustrating. And then when I met you and when you gave me a reading and you introduced me to human design and suddenly you were telling me, you know, just go with the flow, everything that feels good, you know, that's just your way to do it. And it's so true because suddenly things just happened and a lot of good things happened. And it's all this pressure of trying to find that one thing that will make you happy or that one thing that will give you purpose. It's like, if you don't look for that one thing and you're just open to everything around you, it's like, it's almost like everything slowly comes in.
Absolutely. And, you know, even within, let's say, for example, you were doing something, you were in an industry that was actually suitable for you and actually helpful for you. But even then, like if we go into like, you know, even in the micro thing, like you could be in the right industry for you, but if you're going about it the wrong way or you have like the wrong approach to it or the wrong beliefs around it, that could also be blocking you from having more success with it, right? So like in your example, you know, we were talking about how like having a strategy isn't actually helpful for you and being consistent actually isn't helpful for you. And even without changing a job, without changing anything on the outside, like to other people's eyes, just by stopping being so like needing to have a plan and a strategy, things just kind of aligned more for you just naturally, right? Without you even having to try.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's so interesting. That's such an interesting question to me, because I feel like it's, I always, every time I read it, I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you, because I think, and finding your purpose is just, like you said, you really have to like strip all the layers outside and really figure out who you really are and what truly makes you happy. And also you
did
a really cool life on your Instagram where you were talking about that. And then I remember you were interviewing someone and you were talking about how just the process of finding your purpose is actually that alone gives you purpose, which is so interesting to think about it that way as well.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think, you know, whatever you believe in, the universe, life, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, God, you know, it wants to see you making the steps and being brave and bold enough to kind of making the steps back towards who you really are. And so even if you take like baby steps, it doesn't matter, because it's about like your actions are just demonstrating to whoever that higher power is that you're like trying to realign back with that, you know, with the God in you, with the higher power that controls you, that moves through you. So it's like, you know, sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves as well that our like finding our purpose has to be this big like coming out moment where we like drop everything else and we like jump into this whole new thing. And it's actually like, you know, when I talk about purpose to people, I always say that the universe doesn't necessarily see everything, you know, compartmentalized like we do. We kind of go like work, family, this, that. And actually our purpose is just using our innate gift in every area of our life, in every moment of our life. So let's say, for example, if you're a really good listener, then sure, it could mean in your career that would make you a great therapist or something, but it also means that your relationship, you know, your other half, what he or she is wanting from you, whether they know it or not, what they're looking for, what they'll feel the most fulfilled in when from you is when you are being a good listener to them, right? So it's like sometimes in our lives we go like, oh, I should be more funny, or I should be more this, or I should be more that, whereas actually like from an energetic perspective, like when we're just reading energy, we're kind of talking about like, what are the things that come naturally to you and how can you shine those out of you more often? Like even if it's just you at the grocery store or you're in the Uber or whatever it is, it doesn't necessarily matter, because your purpose is to live out those types of qualities of what a human being is and to be an expression of all the things that you naturally are. And actually what you'll find is that the more you do them in other areas of your life, if you're totally scared, let's say, to change your career, the more you bring those qualities to your existing career, the more you bring those qualities to your home life, all of those things are like mini demonstration actions to the universe that I'm stepping into being more me. And that's when more doors will open, right? Like whereas if we have the blinkers on and say, I can't do it, or I feel so far away from it, or we look at that person on Instagram and they look like they've had their whole life figured out. So that means, you know, either we're amazing or we've got to stay who we are and we suck as we are and blah, blah, blah. Anything of that kind of narrative that keeps us not, you know, keeps us stuck, basically, you know, we kind of need to start moving the energy ourselves. And so taking this little step, even just to ask, let's say, you know, a really close friend or someone who knows you really well, like, what is it that you think I do so easily? Because you're right. Like sometimes, and I think that is one of the biggest problems, is that people don't realize the things that come easy to us, because we assume that, oh, if it's easy for us, A, it must be easy for everyone else. And second, we kind of assume that we have to like work really hard to achieve our gifts. We feel like we have to like struggle to get to our, you know, get to our genius. But our genius is actually very natural and it's right in front of our eyes. We just don't see it as a genius thing yet.
That's so cool. I could honestly, I could listen to that for ages. It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
So you have it as well that you feel like that most people ask you about purpose, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. By a country mile, it's the thing that we get asked the most often.
And how do you approach that in human design? Is it like, do you think it's something that takes like a lot of work to understand? And like, how do people like usually react? And like, I always feel like when people ask you, you know, that they want like this answer of like, oh, you know, she's going to tell me exactly. I'll wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
What I'll do. And, but it's,
yeah.
No, it's like, it's probably like a work process and like, you know, work
on. Absolutely. Totally. So what I encourage people to do is when we think about purpose, it can be really confusing because, you know, some people think purpose is like, what do I want? Like what I want out of it. Or some people think purpose is like, I want to be in this job. How do I get there? And then we're obviously talking about using the skills and the gifts and the talents that come natural to you. So what I usually tell people is that the universe doesn't really care about, like, the purpose isn't a specific job description. The universe doesn't really care about your outside job description. The universe just cares about your inside job description, meaning, like, you and I could have the exact same job title in life, right? Let's say I'm also a model, but your job is to, light other people up and to show other people a new way of doing things. This is, you know, there's some of the things that we found in your chart. But for example, my chart is, my chart says that my gifts are like bringing people together and uniting people and creating community, right? We could both be technically have the same job description of being a model, but our inside job description, the energy that we're supposed to bring to that is so different. So, you know, usually there are people who, you know, maybe we have an idea of what we think we want or what job could be cool. The way I think is a really helpful tool to get started is to think like, what is it that I like about that job? And then to split it into two categories in the sense of like, what do I think that job would make me do all day? Like, what would I be doing in that job that actually appeal? What parts of it appeal to me, right? Because, you know, let's say three other people listening to this podcast think they want to be a model. It's like, Someone might think they like it because they love fashion, right? Someone else might think they like it because, you know, some other reason. But if you're doing it because you love fashion, then start to ask yourself, oh, what else could I be doing that would allow me to have access to fashion and to play with it and to use it and to whatever? Because sometimes your brain has told you, oh, I want to be a model because it will get me this. So think about what you think it will get you and then try and open that up of like, what other avenues could that bring to me? What other ways could I, and even, you don't even have to come up with the answers, but just opening that question up and saying, I'm willing to kind of see what else could be possible. What other different versions of this could bring me the things that I want is also a really good thing, because we tend to get very sort of myopic. You know, we have like blinkers on and we think, oh, we have to have this because this is the only thing that will bring us that or whatever. Yeah. So usually I encourage people to kind of ask, like to dig a little bit about like why they want the things they want. What are the things that they want? What do they think that's going to bring them? And then to start to write those down. And, you know, with my work, I really encourage people to say like, you know, there's no shame in saying if, for example, they want to be a banker and it's because they just want to make a lot of money. There are some people who came onto this planet because that's an important part of their karma, of what they came here to do, was to make money, to be abundant. Because maybe in a previous life, if you believe in that stuff, you know, you didn't feel abundant or you sold yourself short. So this time it's really about stepping into your power and being okay with making money, right? Yeah. So it's whatever is authentic to you, as long as you're not wanting it from a place of fear. If you grew up and you always wanted to make people laugh, you know, then there's no shame in that. And that's not worse than wanting money. And what I would say to people is, whatever those real wants are, the money, the fame, the security, the happiness, all that stuff will come. So you don't necessarily have to focus on making money in order to make money. As we know, you know, but there's so many examples of people on the planet who became wildly successful when they didn't even mean it. So that alone should show us that it's possible.
Yeah, that's so interesting. It's so true. It's so true.
And yet we're still kind of like forcing ourselves into these boxes of like, this is how it has to go. And then you do A and then you do B. And we're really living in such a special time where we have the luxury of being able to, you know, create pretty much whatever we want. And so I just really want to help people remember that, you know, don't wait for someone else to have done it to show you that it's possible.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And it's so true. And I'm sure, like you said as well, just social media is it puts probably so much pressure on people to feel, you know, I think you see so many images of people portraying like the best parts of their lives. So suddenly it makes you like, oh, but they're all happy. They're all doing it right. So, you know, it's like, what am I supposed to do? And like, how can I fit into this? And because I feel like most of my listeners are young girls, it's also, I think, so much pressure a lot of times that you think as young girls, you need to find your purpose right away or you need to know who you are. And like, I remember when I was younger, I always thought my purpose was to, you know, basically repeat what my mom and my dad showed me, like have a nice family, have a house. Like, and I mean, I never even thought about leaving my hometown ever. Just the fact that like all of that changed in such a short amount of time, it's like, it's so interesting because I feel like I wonder if there's like a certain age where then you feel like, okay, so now everything that happened to me in the past makes sense. Everything I've done for a reason. And now you know, my purpose is to do this and that and that. And like, I think That's why it's probably even harder for young girls to feel like figuring out what their purpose is or what they're good at.
100%. Yeah, so true. And it's interesting because so from a human design perspective, we talk about the fact that there was 200 years ago when we were so different as human beings, what the time we became adults was what we call our Saturn opposition, which is, it's just an astrological term for when you're around 14, 15 years old, right? And that sounds crazy to us, but imagine like during Shakespearean times, that is when people were growing up and having kids and, you know, getting married at those ages, right? Whereas now, you know, maybe people have heard of this one more as our Saturn return. That's when we turn around between 28 and 30. That's really in our age, in this era, when we become adults. And so the old models of, you know, you have to know what you want to do when you're 18 and, you know, then just do that for the rest of your life. Like, it just doesn't look like that anymore. And life is not this kind of like, you know, it's not this nice straight line that goes slightly upwards every year. It's like, you know, you can have it all. You can be a massive child star and then lose it all. Or you can, you know, see success at 50 and then find another windfall at 80. You know, it's not necessarily this one big kind of ladder that we have to get on. And so what I really sort of encourage people to do is to not focus so much on like, you know, A, getting it all sorted so soon, because then if you've done that without being in your power, you live so much then in fear of like needing to hold on to that same thing and to cling on to it because it gave you success, or because it gave you security, or because you defined yourself that way. And more to think about like, you know, everything in life outside of me is just responding to my internal sense of power, my internal sense of how capable I feel, my faith in things, in my own ability to kind of, you know, change things around me. You know, a simple example is like when you're positive, everyone else around you seems more positive that day, right? You walk down the street and it's like birds are singing. Whereas if you're not in a good mood, you know, it seems like the clouds are even grayer, right? So that's just a small example of how when you really know that you have genius in you, and that you're excited to keep trying to get to know that in you, and you're almost in service to those gifts, and you kind of like say to them or say to the universe or say to whoever, I'm ready to be shown these things. I will devote myself to bringing more of them out of me every single day. Then you start to feel more confident. Then you start to feel more powerful. And when you're in your power like that, and you can kind of like dedicate every single day to trying to grow that, then it doesn't matter what happens on the outside, because you'll always get something that's going to match that sense of power that you have inside, right? So anything that falls away is only going to be replaced with something better. So it's never really about the outside. It's more about the outside being a reflection, because this whole world is just totally a mirror to what we are. You know, that you and I could both be doing the exact same thing, but if I feel out of my power, I'm going to be stressing about it all the time. I'm going to be worrying that it's not going to stay. I'm going to be comparing myself to others. I'm going to be not thinking about it properly. Whereas if you're like, you know what? I feel really good about this. I'm doing my best. I like try every single day to be better at it. I try to bring it out of myself more. I try to, you know, stop my fears from interfering. When I hear my fears, I, you know, tell them to shush. You know, all those sorts of things, that's the kind of dialogue that means that if you can start that as early in your life as possible, you know, you're always going to have improvement no matter what happens to you in life. You're always going to get better and better. And that's the only way to guarantee it, is like not what you have or not what job you find or whatever, but who that job is helping you become. So I find that that's a much better way to, you know, think about things, is like, you know, make your first priority feeling confident in yourself. Make your first priority, you know, dedicating yourself to figuring out your gifts and learning about yourself more every single day and trying to share that with people. And the rest, you know, it sounds so glib and so easy, but it really does start to fall into place so much more easily when you say, okay, look, I've never thought that flower arranging was like a big deal, but I freaking love it. And I used to tell myself that it wasn't going to go anywhere, so I've shut it down. Or I really want to be an artist, but no one can make money being an artist. And you start to say to yourself, actually, there's tons of people in this world who are crazy successful and living lives that would sound good to me, that are doing that. You know, that's when you can start to kind of like change those beliefs, what you were asking me about before, about how, you know, we need to stop being who the world tells us to be. It's like, mm-hmm. Who says that you can't be wildly successful being an author? Or who said, I mean, look at J.K. Rowling, you know, who says that you can't be have your dream life and do the thing that you kind of just take for granted and you don't maybe even think it's going to get you places.
It's probably also because we're like this new generation, which I feel like I can see a lot in like our parents' reactions when like our whole generation is encouraging each other to just do all these new things. And like, actually, like you said, I think our generation is almost proof to if you do what you really love, you can be really successful with it. And like a whole new world will open up and that world can give you everything that you're looking for. And it's so interesting because I think from my parents, even like, I think they never had people encouraging them to just go after what they want to do. And therefore, I feel like their whole life, they just felt, they probably feel like, you know, they keep looking for the thing and they keep looking for, you know, validation in their jobs or in their personal lives. And there's always something where like, I feel like for us, the fact that we need to make each other so much more aware that, like you said, if you just do what you love, you can be successful with that. And like, there's plenty of people proving that. And if you do that, then you probably won't even have the need to ask for, you know, what's my purpose? And like trying to find that by finding answers in other people. And it's always so interesting. And I'm sure that Saturn return is a big deal for it as well. Because I remember most of my girlfriends, when I went through a hard time, and my girlfriends that were older, they were always telling me, oh, wait until you're like 27 or 28, which is probably like the most common time for everyone. They're like, everything's going to change and be so clear for you. Like, you'll understand life so much better. And it's so interesting how you have these probably like two completely different periods in your life, like before that and after that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I know for me, as you know, like I spent my whole 20s running a food business that I thought, and I wanted it for all the wrong reasons. I thought it was going to make me look good in my parents' eyes. I thought it was going to make me like myself. I thought it would make me industrious and super hardworking. And I wanted to identify with being one of those people that was just like a hustler and all these kinds of things. And it never really got me places. And then literally around that time, pretty much when I was 28, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start doing human design on the side for fun. And I never made money. I always broke even pretty much, like just above broke even in my previous business. And as soon as I started doing human design sessions on the side for people, you know, it literally overtook my side hustle, overtook my main business. Yeah. And that was really just such a wake up call of like, life rewards you when you dare to do, even in a small way. Like, I wasn't giving up my business. I was just kind of dabbling with it on the side. And if it's right, life really will start to say to you, yes, this is good. And the reason why it does that is because you want the things you want for a reason. It's not just random that you love flower arranging. I know I keep using that as an example. It's not random that you love, you know, doing yoga or whatever it is, the thing that you Google for hours on end. Like, those things are signposts showing you where to go that your soul is trying to move you towards, right? And when you do them, the universe opens the doors because it wants to say, yes, keep going, keep doing more of this. Whereas when we do something that we think we should do and we're only doing it for those reasons, we come up against so many roadblocks because the universe is trying to kindly redirect us and say, don't keep going down this way. It's not meant for you, honey. So it's very simple. We make it so much more complicated. And I think we put so much pressure on ourselves, especially when we're young and especially when we're women, to kind of get the whole purpose thing right. Because there's this whole expectation, right, that we have to not just be great, you know, girlfriends and wives and mothers, but we also have to like kill it on the work front too. So we put all this pressure on ourselves to have it all figured out so fast, but so much easier to try things out and see what's coming back at you, see where the evidence. Are doors opening up or is it difficult? If so, is it the job itself? Is it the belief? Is it the attitude? Or is it, you know, just that it's just not meant for you or you're meant for something even greater that will make you even happier?
Yeah, not 100%. I think the biggest things you can take away from this conversation for anyone who's listening, probably like, you know, if you have confidence in yourself, you'll know your purpose, or you're probably doing what is your purpose already. If you're very confident and you feel self-worth and self-esteem, like I think, and like you said, and actually life is so simple and it makes so much sense. And it's so true. Everyone's experienced it in one way or another, that when you do something you love and when you're doing something right, good things happen to you. And it's so true.
Always.
I think everyone's had like that one week in their lives where, you know, everything went right. And you have great calls, your job's great, like everything's good. And like, we've all had the opposite as well, right? And when you look at it, like, you know what, I probably didn't really enjoy what I did, or I did probably something wrong and that's why it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be. And it's so simple, like you said, but we love to make it complicated.
Definitely. And the world tells us it has to be this like super intelligent, complicated system, or we have to like have this grand plan and be super adult about it. But you know, often it just is. It's what's the thing you Google for hours on end? What's the thing you could spend hours learning about, reading about, doing? That's the clue. That's the only clue that you need, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, thank you so much.
This is so much fun. This is probably the thing I'm the most passionate about. So thank you so much for choosing this as a topic, because I just feel like, I mean, Nadine, I spent maybe, you know, the first 28 years of my life feeling so far away from my purpose and feeling like I'd never, ever get there. I promise you, like there were times when I was like, maybe I'm just destined to not be as great as the people that I look up to or the person I want to be. And it just really is possible. And so my whole, you know, if there's something that I could just wish I could tell anyone is like, it's just so possible for you if you take the first step of being in your own gift, and everything else can just open up if you stay dedicated to that.
100%. And that's why I think human design is so beautiful. And for anyone who has heard about it, you have to start looking into it. And I'll tag your website and everything and your Instagram in it as well, because it's such a beautiful thing. And like you said, it's basically, it's just so pure for every single person. And it helped me so much in finding my purpose by just understanding who I am and who I'm supposed to be, in a way that you already deep down know that, but you're just too scared to just, you know, go along with it. And I honestly have to say, like, I've learned so much from you, and also just seeing how everything like exploded in such a good way for you and how you're doing everything. Like, I mean, you're incredible. And I feel like just being part of like watching how your whole business is developing and everything, it's so beautiful and so inspiring. So I'm really happy.
Thank you so much.
Share a little bit about that on here as well.
Thank you so much. And it was honestly such a pleasure. It's healing for me every time I feel like I could say to someone else, it's possible, because it's still like telling the younger version of me that it's possible too. So it's always a pleasure. And it's my favorite thing to talk about. And I feel like I could talk to you about any of these things for hours on end. So much fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to I Choose Me. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on my Instagram, Nadine Leopold.